My name is Dave Julian, and I work in the Department of Defense's Office of Personal Finance. My office is responsible for educational programs and policies that will help our service members and families be financially ready and be able to have those tools to make good financial decisions. DoD has long believed that the personal financial readiness of service members and their families directly supports mission readiness. So to that end, we have facilitated programs and educational resources for our service members to take advantage of, again, so they can do the right things financially. In 2003, the Department of Defense launched something called the Financial Readiness Campaign, which was a concerted effort by the department to help alleviate the stressors that financial problems can pose to our service members and families. The platform, if you will, for the Financial Readiness Campaign is represented by what we call the 8 pillars of financial readiness. And that represents kind of the level of financial literacy we'd like to instill in all service members and their families. The first that is in the 8 pillars of personal financial readiness is understanding good credit. You shouldn't live on it. You shouldn't rely on it. But establishing credit is very important because it'll determine interest rates on loans that you get for the rest of your life. So if you've got a good credit report, a good credit rating, it will save you $250,000 over the course of a lifetime in interest alone. So understanding your credit, understanding how to read a credit report, and understanding the value of credit is very important and something young single service members should all understand very early on. Where do you go for help? Where do you go to understand that? The financial classes offered on your base, the personal financial manager on your base, or call Military OneSource. They can help you understand that as well. The number is 1-800-342-9647. Another pillar is have your spending plan. Have your long-term plan and stick to it. That'll help you understand where your money goes. In fact, there's a saying that says, tell your money where to go before you start wondering where it went. And that's what a spending plan can do. Also, routine savings. Being single, being young is a great time to start your savings plan and getting money socked away for emergencies. We recommend at least $500 in an emergency fund to take care of those life's little contingencies because you never can anticipate all contingencies. So it's good to have an emergency fund in case those little glitches come along that require some pay. And again, routine savings is the key. If you start putting money away in a routine savings account, once you get your $500 or more in an emergency account, try to save 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. That is a tall order for some members, but it's just a good goal to shoot for. Because again, the more money you have saved, the more flexibility you have when you do have these little financial emergencies. Thrift savings plan and savings deposit program are two programs that are available that are benefits that should be taken advantage of. I think most people have heard of the thrift savings plan. It's a kind of a military 401k plan. It's an official benefit. And the nice thing is if you start investing in it, you actually get a tax break. As much money you put into TSP, it actually lowers what your taxable income is. But more importantly, it starts you on a long-term investment plan that can either augment your retirement if you want to put in a full 20, or just you can take with you and roll over to another 401k style plan when you leave the military. Talk to your personal financial manager or Military OneSource, but annually you can devote up to $16,500 in pre-tax funds. If you're deployed to a combat zone, your maximum is $49,000, so which includes that $16,500. Note may sound a little confusing, but again, the message is enroll in TSP. There is no better investment plan, 401k style plan around, and it's recognized really as the low-cost industry standard in the civilian community, and it's a military federal program, which is great. The other program is Savings Deposit Program, which is available only to deployers to a combat zone, and it's a plan you can basically start investing in while you're deployed and get a guaranteed 10% return on your investment up to $10,000 invested. You can't find a guaranteed 10% return on investment anywhere. You might be able to find investments that get you 10%, but not guaranteed. And so this is a great program, again, for deployers. So those are two programs that constitute their own pillar in the big plan. Also SGLI and insurance. If you're single, don't opt out of SGLI because you think you're saving money. A lot of single service members think, well, I haven't got a family yet. I'm just not going to get life insurance. Why would I need that? The message for single service members is resist that temptation to opt out of SGLI because someone back home that you love could benefit from that SGLI money should something occur in theater or just basically occur while you're serving in the military. Last three pillars. One is low percentage loans. Understand that there are alternatives to you rather than going outside the gate and getting a payday loan in one of those payday loan places you see out in town. The places to go are, you can go to your family centers, and the military relief societies can help you out with a grant or a loan. And that's Army Emergency Relief if you're Army. That's Air Force Aid if you're Air Force. And it's Navy Marine Corps Relief Society if you're Navy and Marine Corps. They can give you, again, grants or loans. They can help you to the next payday, which are very low interest. And obviously, they're on the basis of their trusted agents. Other places service members can go inside the gate, they can go to their on-base bank and credit union. Now, some people kind of think about that, but you know, the on-base banks and credit unions are there for a reason. They've been vetted, they've been approved, and they've all responded to this payday loan problem by having low-cost short-term loans available that, again, offer alternatives to going outside the gate and getting something that potentially is high-cost and could be harmful. So, again, low-percentage loans is another pillar that we want service members to keep in mind, especially single service members, that, you know, there are places, good, safe, reputable places inside the gates they can go if they need that little extra help to the next payday. The next pillar is morale, welfare, and recreation services. Now, it's kind of an odd duck in the pillar world, but the message there, especially the single service members, is, hey, your morale, welfare, and recreation offices on your installations, they've got low-cost gear rental, low-cost movie tickets, low-cost pretty much anything that'll cost you much less than if you went out in town and got and either rented the stuff or bought the tickets. So we encourage service members to go to their MWR because it's a great place to go for the same product, just for less price. So again, if you're looking to save money and do smart things with your money, that's what you can do. Take advantage of MWR. The last pillar that is in the eight pillars of personal financial readiness deals with security clearances. And the message there to single service members, really all service members, but especially the single service members because they're just starting out, is that they've got to understand that poor financial behaviors can affect their security clearances. If your security clearance is up for review and you've got a poor credit rating or a very bad credit rating or a credit history, that can result in a restriction or an effect on your security clearance where you may not be able to do your assigned job anymore, which is obviously a readiness issue. We want to make sure service members understand that having a good credit history, doing all the right things financially is important not only for them personally, but it's important for them professionally as well because of the possible effect on security clearances. Plus, you know, one day everyone's got to get out of the military. If you have a security clearance in good standing, that is a very marketable tool that can help you with employment on the outside. So there's so many reasons why it's important to maintain and preserve that security clearance, which is basically why we have it as our final pillar. So again, those pillars represent that minimum level, that minimum message of financial readiness that we'd like to convey to all service members, but I think it's especially important for the single service members. We're not telling people they can't spend or enjoy their money. Of course not. They have the right to enjoy their money because they've worked very, very hard for it. But the key thing is do the right things with it so that they'll be set up on that path again to financial freedom and be a success not only in the military but in life.